Anchorage author Bill Sherwanet fell in love with the Brooks Range when he first visited the area as a geologist in the early 1970s. He explores the place and his appreciation for it in his new book, Changing Paths, Travels and Meditations in Alaska's Arctic Wilderness. He begins the book with a 50-mile solo trek through the Brooks Range when he turned 50. Sherwanet says he had never spent 2 weeks alone, so it was a way to challenge himself and get to know the landscape better.
I like to joke about my relationship with people sometimes. I love solitude, and, you know, you know, I say sometimes that, you know, being on a solo trip, you don't have to deal with the distractions of people. And of course, you know, that I'm not entirely serious about that, but at some level that's true. I could be more with the place. And so I decided to do this trek on my own to get to better know the place. And I was pretty sure that I was going to write about, I'd written some stories about the Brooks Range already, but I had a feeling that there was a bigger story to tell, and I didn't know what shape it would take yet, but I felt like doing this solo trek would help better define what that story, or show me the possibilities for that story.
What's it like to go days on end without saying anything, speaking to no one?
Yeah, well, I talked a lot to myself. That's a good question. I write about that a little bit in the book, and I think partly it is the, you know, sometimes I would sing to myself, and in some ways I would have conversations with myself, and in the sense that I was taking detailed notes, and so there was this dialogue inside my head, sometimes too much of a dialogue probably, but also the more time I spent alone, I began to hear the voices of the landscape, I think, in some ways. And it's this really curious thing. There's the wind, and then there's rivers, and, you know, they have voices in a way. And I would sometimes start to hear chanting or singing, and it's a really kind of it's a strange experience. But I've talked to many other people who have had similar things. So it's like the sounds from the landscape would somehow combine with whatever we carry inside us, and I think what would happen is sounds of the river or sounds of the wind would, through my own filters, begin to sound as a form of music. But by the end of the trip, when I finally rendezvoused with friends, a couple people noted that I was more talkative than they'd ever seen me. So clearly there was some part of me that, once I was back in human company, it was like all these stories started gushing out of me.
It sounds as if your connection to the Brooks Range certainly goes beyond a geology interest in the Brooks. What would you call it? Is it a spiritual connection, an emotional connection? How do you characterize it?
It's a visceral thing. It's an emotional thing, and at some level, it really is a spiritual thing. I think, I really believe that some places resonate with each of us more deeply than others. And for various reasons, I think the Brooks Range is one of those places that really resonates with me. And it's a whole combination of things. Partly it's the mountains. I love mountains. The Brooks Range are different than many of Alaska's mountains, and they're not extremely high by Alaska standards, and so you can get up high, and then you look out over these waves and waves of ridges and peaks, and there really is this sense of, you know, you can see forever. There's really a sense of that. And then the Brooks Range, also, it's, I think, the wild resonance of the Brooks Range. I love wildlife. I'm really into grizzlies and bears, and it's a place where you share the landscape with those critters, as well as caribou and doll sheep and birds and, you know, other smaller critters.
Bill, what were you hoping to accomplish with this trip into the Brooks Range and the book that came out of it? What did you want to convey and have people come away with?
Because this is a place that's been special to me, it was a way of getting to know that place better. It was a way to immerse myself in the place in a way that I hadn't before. I'd never done a 50-mile backpack before. I mean, on trails or on untrailed terrain. So both the distance and the time, it was in a way a test and a quest. And it was a search. In solitude, I often learn a lot about myself. And also, I think the book is a celebration of wildness. It's a celebration of wilderness. The title, Changing Paths, really is about, at the heart of the book, it's about the way the Brooks Range changed my life. And if nothing else, I wanted to write about how this place, the Central Brooks Range, really did set me on a different path. It helped me find many of my passions.
Bill Sherwanet is an author and photographer who lives in Anchorage.